This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So we're talking about emotional intimacy outside a relationship. Is it a threat? What do we mean, emotional intimacy outside a relationship? Now, emotional affairs usually begin as friendships. Some platonic relationships can slowly morph into deep emotional friendships when you find this other person attractive or when you share sexual chemistry. You face a slippery slope pulling away from your marriage. Remember the, was it a week or so back on the Passenger Tucson where we had somebody who was flirting with a colleague while married? It's something to that effect, right? But being connected to your partner in all ways possible takes or should take priority when you are in a relationship, okay? But it can be easy to lose the desired connection we seek in our relationships. And sometimes it could simply be about the attention, because you don't buy her a rose, because you don't call her from home, you don't call her from work, you don't open the door for her. It could simply just be that you're finding a little bit more attention than at home. Dr. Mashudu Mbezi, author of Intimately Divorced, life coach and marriage counselor, is on the line with us. Dr. Noma Sontoposhia-Zwane, relationship coach, and Thabo Matshi, marriage counselor. Dr. Mashudu, good morning.
Morning, Dr. Kwanelikane.
Good, and how are you, Doc?
Morning to the guests also and the listeners.
Thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. Dr. Noma Sontoposhia-Zwane, good morning.
Good morning, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And good every morning to everyone else.
Fantastic. And last but not least, Thabo Matshi, good morning.
Thobela, Gwen, and good morning to the guest and the Power FM family.
Thank you so much for coming through. Let me start with you, Thabo, since we have you here. I mean, what's briefly your understanding of our topic today, emotional intimacy outside a relationship?
Emotional intimacy is a part of what we call soul mating.
Mm.
You know, you've heard people saying, you know, I found my soulmate when they just met. But what I've come to realize is that soul mating is actually a process that you go through when you are already in love with somebody.
Mm.
So if you get emotionally attached to somebody outside the person that you are soul mating with, it means now you are stepping out of the boundaries of commitment, and now you're giving that part of your soul to somebody else out there.
Mm.
So it could be an easy mental and emotional attachment or desire to connect with someone, but at the same time, it is impossible that you can do that to two people at the same time if you are a committing type. So it is really dangerous, because it takes you out of your commitment space, and now it presents you into somebody else's emotional and mental zone. And sometimes, Kwina, it's just a sign that there is something lacking where you are.
Okay.
And that means you have to put more effort into it instead of going out.
Dr. Zwane, your take on emotional intimacy outside a relationship? I mean, is it a threat? Is it cheating?
Yes, in a nutshell, it is cheating, Kwena. In a nutshell, it is cheating.
How about to give him to fella attention ko merkong, then you'll get a cheater?
Yeah. It is, because cheating actually, it is actually you going to have something that you desire, but with somebody else, with not the one that you are with, or that with not with the one that is known. So that's what cheating is. So once you start going to give somebody else, they like my colleague has explained here, your attention, and you are pouring yourself to somebody else besides the one that you are with, you are literally cheating and having an affair with somebody else, an intimate affair. And why we are saying it's an intimate affair in as much it is not physical, because as people, we think this affairs only happen in the physical space. It is an affair because we are emotional beings. All of us, we have this element. We have these emotions that goes through us. What are emotions? Emotions is energy that is moving through us. So when you are sharing that space with somebody that you are not in an intimate relationship, you are having an emotional affair.
Dr. Mashudu, but again, is it really cheating? I mean, I'm just getting extra attention, you know, having lunch with a colleague, you know, and that's it. We're not doing anything beyond just, I don't know, Dr. Mbezi.
In my book, I identified 8 types of cheating, which is emotional cheating, which is one of them. Now, remember, marriage is based on emotion. So once your emotions drift, like I say on my book, Marriage But Intimately Divorced, it means that technically you are divorced from your spouse or partner, because you are no longer into them. You've shifted to someone else, like Dr. Zwane is saying. Now, an emotional affair is cheating in itself. So it's a getaway affair to sexual infidelity. And remember, most relationships or marriages that are strong and last for many years is because people start as friends. So now you are creating friendship with someone else out of your marriage, meaning you are moving away to a new relationship. It's a getaway. So in short, you are cheating. But it carries the same weight as sexual cheating.
But what if, let me start with you, Dr. Mbezi. What if it's just somebody, like, because for me, I find that there is a thin line then between a good friend who I can, you know, be open and honest with them about my feelings and everything else. There is absolutely nothing sexual, but we do things together at work. We do this, and I know if I'm having problems, this is the person that I can open up to and talk to. Emotionally and otherwise. Maybe these are the things that I can't do with my significant other.
But remember now, when you spend more time with your colleague, it's cheating in itself also, apart from emotional cheating. So that is the second part of cheating. You are cheating by spending more time and confiding your intimate issues to a friend. So technically, you've got 2 types of cheating there.
Hey, Dr. Zwane? Nala, I'm confused. Can't I have an just a person that I am not in a sexual relationship with, but we have this very good connection and we spend time together, and that's about it?
And that person that you are talking about, it should actually be your partner. You, for your relationship, either it's a marriage or just a mere relationship, for it to stand or for it to survive, it needs to have that element of a strong friendship. So if you cannot confide or speak to the person you sleep with in that manner, then you are actually giving space to somebody else to enter, and you are denying them of you to get into that level where you become even closer, because now that's what relationships are there for. Relationships are there to help us learn things about ourselves, and those things, it could be good things and bad things. And then most of the time, the things that we do not want to speak to our partners with as the bad things, so we'll rather go and speak to somebody else, meaning that we are denying our relationship that we are in an opportunity to heal and grow from where it is, because whatever it is that is bad, that we feel that is not good, it is something that we still, where we are wounded, where we still to need get healing around it. So if we are not doing that with the person that we are with, then we are not allowing this thing of ours to grow, and it means there is a problem. So when you go and confide with somebody else, then it just means, it says there's a problem between the two of us.
But what if me and my significant other are just not connecting? We are good, we are happy, we having good sex, we do movie dates, we do all these things, but we just not connecting at that level that Zanele and I are connecting.
Then you are not honest, one of you or both of you are not honest with each other. Because connection, to connect with somebody else, besides the one that you are, the one with, that one that you are with, it is then it is something you are inviting a third party or a fourth party into this a relationship. Then when it eventually happens that maybe you find the other person is cheating, and let's say eventually the one of you cheats, then when you are having the same thing with somebody else which you deem as a friend, then you must not be worried or angry as to the person that is actually has taken it to the physical level and having a sexual. Because even when we are doing an emotional affair, you are actually still doing this in a physical space, but you are just not owning it. You are mainly it's just an emotional thing, but you forget that there's feelings, there's energy that has been exchanged between the two people.
Tabo?
Marara, one thing that we need to pay attention to is that relationships require spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical nurturing. So you need to commit yourself to that process if you really want to grow and stay in love with the person that you are with. So if you find yourself giving one part of you to this person that you are with and giving the other to the next person, then you are in actual fact not in a relationship or marriage. You are just in a situationship kind of a thing. Because at the end of the day, you find yourself having to share who you are, the inner part of you, with two different people. And there will always be commotion in that sense, because when it comes to marriage and relationship commitment, you need to ensure that you are available in all these areas so that you can be able to grow together on the journey, as Dr. Namasoto said. So we need to be mindful of the fact that we cannot divide ourselves as people. If you really want to be with someone that you call your soulmate, you need to ensure that your mind and emotions are invested in this person. That is the process of growing. So do not divide yourself. You can't be physically, financially enjoying this person you are staying with, but then mentally and emotionally, you are with somebody else out there. And like she said, you rather be with someone whom you are connected to mentally and emotionally even more, because that is where your loving process actually takes place. That is where your growth takes place. That is where your connection is strengthened. But if you are absent in that area, that is the reason why you find a lot of people going out, you know, when they're not supposed to, you know, and leaving that void in the marriage. So it is very, very dangerous.
So yanon renadi polygamy still renkarun.
For some reason, I actually knew Uruguayan. I will raise this one. You know?
No, I'm just asking. So what are you saying about us, the polygamist?
Look, to be honest with you, that is one area that you have to understand when you engage with people who are in polygamy and try to figure out, are you really mentally and emotionally fulfilled? Most of them will tell you, in actual fact, I am sharing my person with somebody. So with me, I am invested in this one person. But one thing that I am not certain about is if he is able to divide all that amongst all of us, or else it becomes occasional. You go to this one, you know, you are there mentally and emotionally, and then your mind jumps to somebody else because you have to go next door. You know, so that is the process that they actually go through. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it works or it doesn't in that case.
I don't see nothing wrong. Wrong, Dr. Namasoto. So in a situation like this, where there is an emotional affair, as we call it, you know, how should partners deal with that? And this comes from one of our listeners who wrote in, I think, a week or so back, and said, look, my husband found messages on my phone where I was talking to a friend, talking about how a colleague has been very nice to me, and I was saying, you know, and then he said I was cheating, you know. So, and for her, she was like, but we're not doing anything. I was just saying that this guy has just been very nice to me and we connect very well at work. So based on what you, the three of you are saying, it does sound like she was cheating. So I want to talk in the next 10 minutes as we wrap up the conversation about how to handle a situation like that. But before we get to that, let's take a quick call. Benny, good morning.
Yeah, morning and morning to our guest. Yeah, it could be similar to the person who wrote that one. Let's take Jennifer, it's my wife, and then Betty, it's my colleague. You find that, okay, this is not reality, I'm just giving a
yeah
name.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, so okay, you find that when I'm at home, when I'm taking a conversation with Jennifer as my partner, you find that, okay, She some of the things that we're supposed to talk about, she's not there. Maybe when I'm talking, I'm coming from work, I want to share with her about the issues of life. She's not there, you know, always maybe keeping quiet. I want to talk, I want to suggest something. She's not being supportive. And then I take these issues to Betty at work, you know. I'm trying to show my partner so that, you know, I like her, so that we start going out weekend, we start going out and shopping. And then you find that, okay, Betty is encouraging me. No, you know what, try to start new thing with her. Explain to her your intention. It's all about to grow the relationship. You find that Betty, what she is telling me, she is encouraging more so that I should be able to have a connection with my partner. And I'm enjoying what Betty is telling me. She is not even having an intention to click and start a relationship with me. She's just encouraging me as my guide. So what do you call
so it could just be that? As we say, very because innocent, but yeah. Okay. And I mean, thank you, Benny. Dr. Mashudu, let me start with you again on that. Say, where for all intents and purposes, we think it's innocent. In the case of our listener who wrote in to us last time around, how do you handle a situation like that? Where do I then stop seeing this other person because my partner then perceives it, or the world perceives it as that I'm cheating? Dr. Mashur?
I think let's define this thing that emotions don't eat grass. And the person that you're confined to, you're talking to.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so that's what I indicate in my book, to say, look, feelings don't eat grass. They must be attended to. And if you don't play your role, someone will do it for you. You'll be replaced. It's not a matter of choice. So the main thing for a person to have an emotional affair, it means that they've already decided, meaning there are deeper issues that should be attended. Now, two things, Gwena. When your spouse or partner has sex with you, they're emotionally thinking of the friend, not you. So you're being used as a vessel. So both of you are using each other, knowingly or unknowingly so. So the deeper is, why not confide or talk to a professional, a psychologist about your issues than going to a friend? Because you are making things worse and you are not addressing these issues to say what really went wrong in our relationship. And to have that openness in a relationship of saying, are there egos that block our communication? Are there issues that we're not talking about? Now, what is the level of communication and friendship in our relationship? That is the main thing. But if you've got a person that you cannot communicate with, be it sexual communication, open communication, or either way, then it means that you've got a wrong partner.
Dr. Zwani?
You know what I would say to the listener who wrote in? If the tables were turned and this thing was happening, it was the husband, and she found the messages from the friend talking about that with the husband, or saying that about her husband and somebody else, if she was going to be okay with that, then it means she is not cheating.
Mara, Dr. Zwane, I'm not doing anything. I do not have any intentions. I'm not having any intentions of having any sexual relations with this other person. We're just vibing.
If the tables were turned and she would understand, she wouldn't get upset. Then what she's doing is right, according to her.
Mm.
But the fact is, and the point of the matter is, she will not accept it if it was the husband.
Mm.
She'll be throwing tantrums. Why? Because deep down she knows that what is happening is not what she would have wanted, even if it was done to her. So this is what it is. We've got to own things about ourselves, and which is what I love about people that are in polygamous marriages or relationships. Mm. They have owned themselves. They've owned that this is as far as I'm getting from this one, or I'm not getting. So they have owned what their truth, and they are choosing to get it in different places. And there's nothing wrong. But what is wrong is you denying yourself what you desire and not giving it to yourself so that you get it 24/7 or anytime you want it in a good space. But it's like you are doing it, like you are hiding yourself from yourself.
Final comment.
In a nutshell, she needs to accept, she needs to accept what this is by just turning the tables.
Thabo Matshe, final comment from you.
Gwena, we need to acknowledge the fact that you don't want to start something that you know is going to end up in fire. And the fact that you don't feel right about doing it definitely means that it is not right for you to do. So sometimes we need to engage with our own conscience and figure out when you get attracted to someone, it starts with those easy conversations, you know, the time you give to the person, the attention you give to the person. And that is where the attraction will grow, because this person seems to be nurturing that part of your soul that you are not getting in your own relationship or marriage. So the moment your conscience says, but now I'm getting attached to this person, that is when you should know that it is wrong. So you should not even start doing that. Rather go back and fix that which you know is lacking in your own marriage so that you can refine your soul mating process.
Dr. Mbetsi, very briefly, in conclusion.
I think there's a missing link there. People need to have friendship in their relationship so that this does not happen. And I'm not sure if I can leave my number for those who want my book.
Okay, go for it.
It's 072-793-3531. 072-793-3531.
And then we'll post that on our social media space. Dr. Zwane?
My last comments are that let's be honest with ourselves. And let's leave the truth. And if your truth is making you to hide in one way or the other, please dial a coach, dial myself, dial any of my colleagues or anybody else, and get help for yourself.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mashudu Mbezi, Dr. Noma Sonto Zwane, and Thabo Matshe. I still feel that we need to revisit this conversation again, because I'm just thinking it almost looks like we can't have friends. So what if then... And that because of time, I couldn't bring it in. What if then, and I mean, I know that relationships these days do not necessarily tick the male and female box. But what if then it's a male that I'm hanging out with, that I'm opening up to? What if kisbu?
It's chilled.
Is it fine? So it becomes a problem if ili nompumelelo.
It's going to end up somewhere.
So why can't anything end up? Why is there no suggestion that anything can end up somewhere between you and I?
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.